You will hear a conversation about tea between an expert and a reporter. You have 30 seconds to look at questions 21 to 24.
Hi, Jacob. Thank you so much for coming along today.
It's my pleasure. I'm very intrigued about what a tea meditation entails exactly.
Well, it's very simple, really. I think the first thing you need to keep in mind is that it is mostly about leaving everything that you have been thinking or worrying about today to one side. Really focus on the present moment.
Oh, it sounds great. I certainly don't know very much about tea, and I'm keen to get started. But before you go into more detail, can I ask you what your favourite kind of tea is?
Well, I think the kind of tea we are going to have today is my favourite. It is pu'er tea from Yunnan province in southern China.
What makes this tea special?
Pu'er is a dark tea. The regions of Yunnan, the north of Vietnam and Laos, have one of the best climates for growing tea in the world. Pu'er is a post-fermented tea.
Oh, what is a post-fermented tea exactly?
It is a tea that has undergone a period of aging in the open air. They age the tea for days, even years. The exposure to humidity and oxygen help to oxidize the tea leaves and encourage fermentation. This changes the smell of the tea and also removes a lot of bitterness from the taste.
It sounds similar to the process of aging wine.
The process is different, but the effect of aging on the taste is certainly similar.
Does this mean the tea can be quite expensive?
Absolutely. It can be very expensive. The tea is usually pressed into balls or cakes and sold. At one time, only tea enthusiasts cared about buying these cakes, but now many people have realised that they are an investment, and so buy them like they would buy gold, because the price goes up a lot over time.
You now have 30 seconds to look at questions 25 to 26.
So now, I want you to focus on clearing your mind of anything other than this present moment. Let go of any concerns.
Okay, one slight problem. I will need to record our conversation, and I will need to take notes for the article. I plan to write about this for my newspaper. Is that okay?
Oh yes, of course. Whatever you need.
Thank you. I'll try to keep my notes to a minimum.
Good. So, where was I? Oh yes, I think very few people really appreciate the complexity and variety of tea that exists in the world.
Right. Most people are maybe like me and just use tea bags.
Exactly. And with a tea bag, the tea is trapped inside and cannot move around freely. You can really taste the difference drinking a brewed tea that was free to move around through all the water.
So, do you ever use tea bags?
Never.
You now have 30 seconds to look at questions 27 to 30.
There are many different kinds of tea. White, yellow, black, green, oolong, matcha, herbal and many others. Each one has its own unique properties. To fully experience what each tea has to offer, you must brew it in the correct way. I also believe in only drinking tea that is picked and sorted by hand, rather than using mechanical processes. Although it takes more time, the tea made by hand is so much better that it leads to an increase in the tea's sales.
But in that case, surely if there is more interest in the tea, and with the time-intensive farming process, this means there could be shortages because the demand is higher than the ability to produce it.
There were shortages for a while, but then an artificial fermentation process was developed in the 1970s, which helped to speed up the fermentation times. As I mentioned, this process has an aging effect on the taste of pu'er tea that is very similar to the effect on the taste of wine that you get from that fermentation process, though for pu'er tea today, we're talking about that artificial process.
How can they do this artificially?
The farmers gather the tea leaves into a big pile, then cover it with a large sheet or tarp. They spray water on the tea every now and then, and therefore fermentation happens faster. Usually, the tea is left for 30, 45, 60, or even 90 days still. The farmer will check the tea every few days, and just by the feel of the tea, he knows whether it is ready or if it needs more time.
Wow, that sounds like a fascinating process. I never realised that there was such a science behind producing tea.
Well, now you are ready for the best part, the tasting of it.
That sounds like a very good idea to me.
So what I will do now is boil the water and we can begin our meditation.
What does that entail?
We need to focus on only two things. The first is your mind and body. Forget everything that you have been worrying about today. Forget about what you have to do later on or what somebody said to you earlier. Focus on your breathing and on how your body feels. If you have aches and pains, acknowledge them. Pinpoint where there is tension in your body and try to release it.
Oh, yes. I can really feel tension in my shoulders.
Let it go. Close your eyes if that helps. Take deep breaths in and out. Soon we will drink the tea. When you drink it, think about the taste and how it feels on your tongue. Is it easy to swallow the tea or do you need to gulp it?
Can you brew the tea leaves more than once?
Oh yes, you can brew some teas more than 10 times. Now we will shift to noble silence, focusing only on ourselves and the tea. Enjoy.